Hello, it is No Come November day 7. You know, I was going to do an everyday sort of like series, but you know, not every day is very interesting. When you do No Come November, and it's very important to realize that not every day has to be very interesting. But you know, on the fourth day, I noticed I was very bored. I noticed like there wasn't like much masturbation to do other than like my usual amount of masturbation. And so like I made the active choice to like essentially have a penis day. It's been a while since I've had a penis day because, you know, I've been doing penis file, penis content. And so like I always kind of considered that as my penis day. But, you know, I realized like, oh, wait, you know, this is a different type of penis activity. And a penis day, where it's just a whole day dedicated to your penis, you do whatever your penis wants, that is completely different. That is something that has to be separate now. So, you know, I took 2 days off, and I was just like, these 2 days are my penis vacation. And I just essentially like went wild. You know, I went to an adult bookstore. They have those booths, you know, usually go in and there's like another person on the other side and they have a penis too. So they're having like quality penis time, but they always stick their penis through the hole. And then, you know, there's the obligation of having to suck it or having to deal with somebody that they just want sex, but I just want to look at porn. So, you know, I deal with that every time I go to these kinds of places. So, you know, I was just accustomed to being forced to like look at a penis or like see a penis stick through the hole of a glory hole and just expect me to suck it. So I was already anticipating that, but the bookstore was having construction and, you know, they cleared out a new space for more booths. And when I got there, there was a booth in the corner where it didn't have any other holes. It didn't have a glory hole in it. And so I was like, oh my gosh, they created a beta sort of zone, just a solo sexual booth. And I went in and, you know, I had about $100 on me, bought 2 bottles of poppers, and then I bought a toy for myself. And then after that, I was going to spend the rest on gas, but, you know, I didn't plan on there being a solo sexual booth. So I went in there and I started spending the money that I had saved for gas money on porn. I just started using it. It was $1 at a time first, and then the next was $5, and then, you know, then I just kept spending until, you know, I had no gas money, but I had porn. And that's what really fucking turned me on, was I was just sitting there just looking all my money just go away and go into porn. And I was just like, this is what it is. This is why this booth was here. It was to trap solo sexuals like me. Just completely designed to trap pornosexuals, trap anybody that doesn't want to have sex. And, you know, it was just perfect for me. I went in there and I masturbated. And then once my money was up, I masturbated until the guy knocked on the door and told me to get out. And so that's what I did. I just walked out and then, you know, $30 poorer. And then I went back home and masturbated to more porn, you know. The best part about that porn arcade is that, like, there's only a limited amount of selection and there's nothing else to look at except porn when you're in those booths. And that's the best part, because, you know, with your computer, you get distracted. You can Google anything, you can search up anything. But with the porn arcade, like the booths, all you can look at is porn. Like if you're in the booth, all you can look at is porn. And when I got home, there was a package waiting for me at the door. And I found out that like a baiter had bought me some cock rings, Albaline and a vibrator. So the next day I was just vibing out. I was just vibrating my penis. I had the cock ring on, I had the ball stretcher on, all greased up and masturbating. So I was just sitting there. That was day 6. So I was just sitting there. I got stoned really early. I think I woke up at like 3 a.m., took an edible, and then I just started like masturbating, and then I fell asleep. And when I woke up, I found out that I was texting a baiter in my sleep. You know, he would message me, and I guess I'd wake up stoned and just text him and like send him dick pics, and I didn't even know I was doing it. And you know, he was like, hey, you want to meet up, can I play with your foreskin and all that stuff? And I was like, okay, sure. And he came over, and you know, I made him watch porn. I made him watch a lot of porn. I had him right next to me. I made him watch so much porn. I went to him in a bathrobe, and then, you know, I had nothing underneath when I went to go pick him up. And once we got to my place, you know, I just took the robe off completely naked, just staying naked as much as I can. And that's day six of cum brain. It's just, you know, you do some stupid shit, like you walk around completely naked. I had my foreskin pulled back, you know, just feeling the robe, feeling the air on my penis. And, you know, I got this bater back at my place and then stripped him naked, just like me. Took him to my gym so we could watch porn on the floor. And, like, we damn near objectified every man that appeared on that screen in front of us. Like, we were just talking about him. Like, he was just, like, an object, something that was making us masturbate. And the more that I masturbated, the more that he masturbated, and the more that we objectified these people on the screen. And we were just enjoying ourselves, really just sitting on the floor, just chilling out, watching a lot of porn. You know, I told him that I wasn't coming. He told me that he was going to go home and ejaculate. That was his plan. And he followed through like a total fucking masturbator. Like, we were having penis sex. We were just rubbing penis. And he decided that he was going to go home and ejaculate instead, which is like exactly what I wanted, because if he ejaculated, I would definitely would have ejaculated right after him, just to be nice to his penis and make sure that his penis doesn't feel alone. So, you know, I just got him right next to me. I pulled out the vibrator and I used it on his penis. I used a vibrator on his penis, and I used that same vibrator on my penis. And then we were just masturbating, and then one thing led to another, and I saw that he was leaking pre-cum out of his penis, and I was thinking, oh no, it's gonna fall to the floor and make a mess. So I quickly just put his penis in my mouth, and I just sat there. And he was just watching the porn, just telling me how good my mouth felt and how good his penis felt in my mouth. And I got the vibrator and I put it right on his penis while I was sucking him. I didn't go up and down. I just had his penis in my mouth. And then I used the vibrator on his shaft, and his penis got really hard after that. And the entire time I was just masturbating. Like, I was being a total fucking masturbator and masturbating during sex. And I was just masturbating instead of like putting my penis inside of him. I just had my penis and I masturbated it. I masturbated my penis, and you know, if you were to count this as sex, this would definitely be the first sexual encounter of 2021. It's November 7th, and that was the first time I had sex this year. I know that most men my age, they probably are already on their like 300th sexual encounter by this time, and like getting back into sex after everything that's happened in the past time. But yeah, I'm still a total fucking masturbator. I was just masturbating the entire time and just looking at porn. I stuck a penis in my mouth, sure, but that just makes me a cocksucker, and that's okay. And eventually, once my penis wasn't in control anymore, I pulled my head off of his penis, and I said, hey, we're both masturbators, right? And I rolled over and we started masturbating. Because like we know that we're both masturbators, so like what we were doing was wrong. We don't want to fucking be like people that have sex. We just want to be masturbators, so like that's what we did. Then after that, I had him watch a popper trainer while he sat on my lap, and I had the vibrator on him while he masturbated. And then after that, he left with his soft penis. I left with my soft penis. I just crawled into bed and masturbated and woke up, forgot it was daytime savings, so I just like started masturbating more. And then after that, I rolled out of bed, went to the gym, raised my testosterone, walk around naked, and then I came back. Penis vacation is over, so I'm back to uploading files. If anything of interest happens, I will report on No Com November again, so no need to worry, I'm back. It was a fun fucking penis vacation. I fucking enjoyed myself too much. And if you are able to, I totally recommend just taking some time off and just focusing on your penis, focus on yourself. That's all I have to say about that. It was a totally great experience, and I can't wait to do it next month.